Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. American, happy Monday, a very important Monday. We've got the show of shows for you. We're not going to let you down. We've got some great guests. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
He's a congressman representing the great state of Oklahoma and member of the Homeland Security Committee. Josh Brickain joins us now. Congressman, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Amanda. Thanks for highlighting our fiscal issues.
I gotta say, I look at that figure of $830 billion, and it feels like I'm already running a high number on my credit card account. A bunch of charges just hit it and made it even higher, and yet I'm still spending money. That seems to be the mentality in Congress, is it?
Yeah, look, you mentioned tax day. Well, there's something called Tax Freedom Day, which is when the average taxpayer can stop working for the federal government to pay off their tax liability. It's about 120 to 150 days if you count that, which is passed on to our children through debt loading. You know what it was in the early 1790s, right after this Constitution was adopted? 4 days.
What?
We had 4 million people, and the average federal tax liability was $1. 25 cents per day was what the average person made. It took them 4 days to pay off their federal tax burden. Now it's 100 plus days, up to 150. And somewhere in there, liberty has been sacrificed for higher taxation.
Absolutely. And you brought up a really fair point in your committee. You know, we oftentimes pull our hair out over the excessive spending in Washington on the stupid programs, the absolutely needless, ludicrous garbage. But every once in a while, there is good legislation. But if you don't have the money to pay for it, you have to reconsider. And that was something that you raised in this committee. How do we pay for it?
Yeah, I've been doing that in Homeland Security last couple of days. I was asking just a minute ago in another committee hearing when you know we're looking at this new advancement of technology on the border. I wanted them to give me between seismic activity comparable to aerial photography or aerial video footage when people are coming across illegally. I ask a simple question: which one per linear foot is the most efficient for the taxpayer? They couldn't answer the question. They're going to have to come back and give us the information. You can't answer that question.
Seems like you should be armed with that information going into a hearing like that. But
you work in Homeland Security. You ought to know if you're really serious about securing our southern border.
Yeah, that should be basically the number one priority. Speaking of our southern border, Joe Biden seems to be concerned about the court's reaction with respect to him taking executive action to secure the border. But I don't remember him being concerned about any type of federal court mandate with him or towards him with respect to, cancellation of student debt. Why do you think at this point in time he's actually concerned at staying within the guardrails of what is constitutionally allowable?
Well, look, he's wordsmithing. He's been saying on the border, I need more tools. And anybody who needs a visual, pull out an ink pen and say, Mr. President, you can borrow mine, because that's the only difference between Trump era policies and that led to a 45 year low of illegal crossing compared to today. It's not statutory change that's created this. It's what he's done by executive orders, undermining parole, what the law says, undermining what asylum is, and stopping 200 mile of border wall that was allocated and appropriated by Congress. Article 1, Section 1 says all legislative powers are to be vested in Congress. He takes office, reversing what was previously his United States Senator position of in 06. You'll find him saying the reason why I support physical barriers, talking about, you know, the wall and other type of construction, is because of the drugs that flow between ports of entry. You'll find that quote from him in 06. He takes office and by his pen reverses 200 mile of border wall and says not another foot. Why? Look, it's because of who's pulling the strings.
Absolutely. And I want to stay on the topic of the border, but also tie in the state of Oklahoma, because people might think, you know, Oklahoma, it's a Republican state. I'm sure that they've got everything buttoned up just right. But just recently we had on your state superintendent of education, Ryan Walters, and he has been raising concern for a long time over what's called Confucius classrooms and the CCP infecting America's school children. It's happening through the southern border, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I have people ask me all the time. They talk about Ukraine, and I go through our spending, and I talk about this is the first year that I'm aware of in our nation's history when, after mandatory spending, which is mostly encompasses Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, food stamps, interest on our debt, veteran benefits, that's the bulk of mandatory spending, then what's left is called the discretionary budget. We spent $1.7 trillion in terms of deficit last year. Our overspend was $1.7 trillion. Our discretionary budget, where Congress determined spending, was $1.7 trillion. That means last year, as far as I know, was the first year in our nation's history where 100% of what Congress spent time voting on was 100% borrowed funds. And when people ask me about more allocation to Ukraine, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? Because we're playing with monopoly money these days, and no one, unlike the World War II generation, where they took us to the height of 100% debt to GDP ratio, which is where we find ourselves today, the difference between the sacrificing mentality back then and today was they took it from 100% back to 23% by the 1970s. They fought the war, then they sacrificed to pay off the war they fought. We're in peacetime, and we're overspending. And there's no sacrificing mentality in this country. And we are headed towards hyperinflation, my great fear, within 10 years. And so for all who want to spend on Ukraine, I tell them economic security is our national security. China is looking from the outside, watching us, and they are waiting for us to have the demise from within. There's an old African proverb: if there's no enemy on the inside, the enemy on the outside can do you no harm. There's even people that have been in very high positions of military influence in China have written manifestos talking about how they want to take us from within.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And you talk about monopoly money. And so I want to ask you about inflation. We've got these new numbers out. Groceries are up 21%, but, you know, 19.4% and 18.6% as far as CPI and inflation, basically both numbers flirting with 20%. And I don't think that's the ceiling, do you?
Oh, no. Look, the gravity of 100% borrowed funds, where Congress spends the entirety of the year debating borrowed funds. And we just had a bill on the floor that's providing more money towards sea turtles. Look, I'm sorry, but the days of that type of insanity are over if we're going to secure the blessing of liberty for our kids, for our posterity. And you look at the votes. I mean, I look at the board and I love my colleagues. But I just want to say, have you looked at our financial situation? Do you understand we can't continue what we've done for the last 40 years to a greater level than any other time in our history, where we look at that stuff and go, yeah, it's wasteful. Yeah, but, you know, we'll Scarlett O'Hara, we'll think about that tomorrow. You better start thinking about it today.
Absolutely. So yesterday, Wednesday, yes, FISA 702, the renewal of it failed. What do you think is the fate of it going forward?
Look, I sent to my colleagues on the Freedom Caucus this great quote. They all probably know it. And I said that when I sent it to them. But it's Benjamin Franklin saying, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little bit of safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Benjamin Franklin.
Amen.
And I think on this point, and Andy Biggs has got an amendment that I don't understand the consternation over Andy Biggs's amendment. Andy Biggs's amendment says, get a warrant. And if time doesn't give you the essence to be able to get that warrant because of extraordinary circumstances, then we'll grant you some permissibility. If you can, you know, among good dialogue with those in the NSA and FBI, say time can't wait. There's a detonation of a bomb that'll kill tens of thousands or tens or then there's permissibility to deal with that. But the reality is, when you look at 2021, and the FBI went on a phishing experiment and they did a query with 3 million people. Then they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Next year, they had to downsize that to 200,000. That 200,000 still deserves protection under the Fourth Amendment to be secure in the person's papers, houses, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. And I love what Jim Jordan keeps reminding people. Say, well, it's just a query. Well, that's just a fanciful word for search. The Fourth Amendment is plain. For you to be secure in your person, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, no warrants will execute upon probable cause. And Thomas Jefferson had a great quote too, Amanda. People say, well, but the Supreme Court's had this or that to say about these queries. Thomas Jefferson said, you, sir, talking to an individual, seem to think that the jurists are the only arbitrator of constitutional questions. And that is a dangerous doctrine indeed, one that leads to the despotism of an oligarch, meaning despotism is in the hands of only a few, absent the control of men.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we have. We have people who have a constitution in plain reading. They know what being protected against searches is about. And so this is something that we ought to be able to correct. And Andy Biggs's amendment deserves to be in this.
Absolutely. Sir, we've just got a few seconds left. Do you think that the consternation, and I'm not making any allegation, but do you think there's a chance that the consternation is possibly because the intelligence community wants to target an American citizen and then just find a way to spy on them?
Look, I think it's the same rationale that they used in 2013 with the Supreme Court case is now taking DNA swabs, right? And Antonin Scalia, if you look back then, he said, look, I don't care how heightened of a justification you create on this. I don't care how much good you can perform. The fourth should not be violated. Scalia was right. We are to be a nation of laws, John Adams said, not a nation of men. We have to abide by the rule of what the Constitution says, or then you get enough people to say in their legislative body, let's change the Constitution. Otherwise,
that's right.
Obey
that's
the
right.
rule
right.
of law.
We're going to listen to a few commercials and then I'll see you on the other side.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
He is South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman, and he joins us now. Congressman, thank you so much for your vote, and thank you for joining me tonight.
Well, my honor to be with you, Amanda, and thank you for what you do. And it was an easy vote. That wasn't even a question to, you know, you protect and defend the Constitution. And everybody, if somebody comes to your house or my house, they have to have a warrant, search warrant to search your house. And it's interesting, the revisions that the intel community of all committees wanted to go against the Judiciary Committee, which has the jurisdiction over FISA. But luckily, we defeated the rule. I'm on Rules Committee. I voted for it to come out of Rules. But the more you looked at it, when it hit the floor, I said, I'm not going to be a part of it. So it was the right vote for me, and I think it's the right vote for the country.
I think so, too. But if I know anything, it is that when the swamp wants to overreach, they are extremely tenacious. I know that they are not going to stop fighting for that precious 702 allowances. What is going to be the next step of blocking this, or at least getting that search warrant requirement in there?
Well, we made it pretty clear to Speaker Johnson the warrant is a big thing we have to have. You probably will hear about instead of a 5-year time frame to reduce that to 2 years, so it will hopefully be in the middle of the Trump administration, and he can make further enhancements to it. Or we can, and he can lead the fight on it. But, you know, for your listeners, what's unbelievable, guess who they had a carve-out for when it came down to searching Americans and querying them? Congress. In other words, they were going to notify congressmen that they were going under the gun as far as having your whole life searched out. And they notified congressmen, but not the American people. Why is Congress any different than the American people? We're not. So I'm glad we stopped it. We get the 2-year, hopefully, instead of a 5-year to deal with. We'll have warrants. And the Davidson Amendment, which will probably be a standalone bill when it comes to the rules, will have an up or down vote on whether government can sell the information that they get, which they shouldn't be able to do.
Yeah. Well, and to what you were saying, I remember the same thing with Obamacare. It seems like when they are screwing the American people the hardest, they got to create a carve out for Congress because they know that it's not going to fly. I wanted to ask you, speaking of Congress, the White House put out a pretty deceptive tweet because members of Congress, a lot of people know, also run businesses. You have to do both at the same time. And therefore, during COVID, you were also affected by the pandemic. And the White House tweeted this. Identifying some Republicans in Congress. By the way, there were plenty of Democrats, too, but they're not included on their graphic. But Republicans who accepted PPP loans. I just want to give you a clear runway to respond to this, sir.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. This is a misrepresentation. The PPP loans were given because of a government-ordered shutdown. And the fact that we run hotels, we own hotels, that the whole purpose of the PPP was to keep employees on the payroll so they can feed their families. And if it ever went for those salaries that it wasn't included, like house payments or anything else, it was a loan. So it was paid employees during the shutdown, and it was the right thing to do at the right time. Now, what Biden is trying to make the analogy for is the loan forgiveness. The PPP went through Congress. He's doing this through an executive order, which is paying loans off for people who, you know, they entered into a deal where they borrowed money. They went to a college, regardless of where they went. Biden is doing this just for votes, as he's doing it for opening up our borders, which is endangering our country. But no, I don't apologize for the PPP loans. They were used in the right manner. And all of my colleagues he has up there were in the same position that I was, some more than others. But it was the right thing to do, and the country suffered for it during this government-ordered shutdown.
I want to zoom in on something you mentioned, because you're exactly right. It is an extremely false equivalency between the PPP loans and the student loan forgiveness, which I hate the term forgiveness, because somebody always pays the loan. It's either the person who lended it or the person who took it or someone else, in this case, the taxpayers. But do you think that Joe Biden is deciding to do this, obviously circumventing Congress and the federal court system, because he's seen the polling with youth and he's getting concerned?
I think he is. He's now, whether he understands whether he's concerned or not, I have no idea. I know his handlers are the ones who are basically telling him what to do are very concerned because his poll numbers reflect the poor job he's done. What can he run on, Amanda, that has been successful for America? Nothing. He's got a dismal record, and it's showing up in the polling. So he's trying to justify everything he's doing. He cannot justify the unleashing of illegals into this country. He cannot justify the crime that's going on with basically no consequences. And he's grasping at straws, but that doesn't surprise me.
Sir, one of the most pressing issues that I think is crushing most Americans, unless you are in the very top bracket of earners in this country, you are being crushed by the price of goods and services. Both inflation and CPI are very dangerously flirting with 20%, 18 and 19%. You've got eggs that are up 52%, beef is up 24%, gas is up 42%. Here in California, it's up a whole heck of a lot more than that. New and used cars up 21%. I know that immigration is going to be the number one issue, but I have to think this is just, I feel like it's an arms race with immigration to be the number one issue.
What the Biden administration is doing is crushing the American taxpayer, the American citizen. He is unleashing a fury that we haven't seen before, I know, in my lifetime. Name me one thing, anything, that has come down in price. It hasn't. It's only gone up. And the fact that he continues to do this is he's unhinging America, and he's making it impossible for that family to feed their families, send their children to give them an education. So many things that he's intentionally doing. He knows his handlers know what they're doing. And Amanda, this doesn't even touch the regulations that he's putting on businesses. His answer to everything, the Biden administration, is more taxes, more regulations, strangle the small business, and he's doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sir, when we were going through the appropriations and budgeting process for fiscal year 2024, you and a number of your conservative colleagues were champions of putting out tweets of some of the most ridiculous earmarks in that, what was it, $1.2 trillion package. And one of the things that was in there that a lot of Americans might not have realized is that there were $380 billion in border security for Middle East countries. Why not our own border?
For Jordan. Imagine that, building a wall of all money we do not have for foreign countries. Same thing about the $200 million for the brand new FBI building that's rogue right now. And you know, what about the private just giveaways to particular cities? And what we're probably going to be voting on, the federal government wants to build a bridge in Baltimore because they think it's somehow it's the federal government's responsibility. Again, we don't have the money, and that's not the 10th Amendment and the states' rights. And the states have the obligation to handle that affair. And, you know, the problem is, I don't see any end in sight for the next 7.5 months. And the problem, and we mentioned the border, where is Intel? Why aren't they singing from the rooftops about the illegals that are making this intelligence, you know, unheard of? They're the ones that are going to cause the issues in this country. The 20,000 Chinese nationals that are here, you know, our security is at risk. But all of these combined with the American paychecks are basically dwindling down 30% and 40%. Credit card debt is up, and we're giving away money in places that we shouldn't be giving it. And this administration change couldn't come quick enough. Donald Trump has got to be elected or we lose our democracy.
Yeah, I think it's do or die this time around, and I mean it. I know we say it every time, but I really do think that's the case this time around. Sir, we've got about a minute left. Speaker Johnson, I was hoping he would find his sea legs. I don't know if he ever did, and it certainly seems like they are wavering at this point. What do you think is the future for him as Speaker?
Well, Mike is a good man. I do not support the motion to vacate now. That's what the Democrats would love. They would try to cut a deal to get some leverage to save Speaker Johnson. I hope it doesn't come to the floor for a vote. And it's just, look, we've got 7.5 more months to concentrate on getting this administration out of office and putting a true American in office. And so I hope Mike will fight more. I would love nothing more, as an example, for him to put H.R. 2 on at the Senate, pass, get it to them, and then us go home. And until they come back with a strict border control policy, as I would the spending that's out of control. So we'll see. But hopefully Mike will be there and can finish the term.
We're going to listen to a few commercials, and then I'll see you on the other side.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, America. There are so many political issues heating up, which is in turn fueling voters to get to the polls. And while progressive Democrats continue to vote uninstructed or uncommitted, another major issue for voters is this year's election. Indeed, perhaps the top issue based on various polls is, of course, the crisis at the southern border. And our next guest has been an eyewitness view of what's happening at the border for years. And my great Real America's Voice colleague, Ben Berquam, he joins us from Reynosa, Mexico right now. Ben, tell us about where you are, what you've been seeing. I know you've got some footage to show us as well. What's happening?
Yeah, Amanda, it's great to be back with you. I'm actually down here in Reynosa. Came down from Houston, Texas, stopped by some of the airports there and some of the shelters there. Massive complexes. You've got Catholic Charities running most of this stuff down here. But all you have to do is look at this facility. So this is the second, Senda de Vida 2. It's called Way of Life 2. And I want you to look at that mural. I'm going to actually step out of the way here real quick. And this is all you have to see in order to understand what's going on here. The guy who actually operates this place is actually a really nice guy. But it's the United Nations and these leftist NGOs that want you to believe that everything we're seeing at the southern border is women and children and just good old people just trying to shake hands and come to America. And the reality is what's happening down here is a disaster, not just for us in America, but for the people that are involved in this human trafficking. This entire area that I'm standing is controlled by the cartels, the Gulf cartel in particular. In this area, they're constantly fighting with the Zetas and some of the other cartels. This is all is controlled by the cartels. And what's happening now, this facility has over 1,000 people in it. We've got another facility just down the way that has around 1,000 people in it. You got another facility down by the river. We're about a couple hundred yards from the river here. It has several hundred people in it. And every single one of these are ballooning as Joe Biden is pretending to care about the border. The reality is it's just the opposite. He has invited the invasion onto our country, and we're going to be paying for this for years to come.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but unless we are vetting these people coming in properly, then we're just importing crime. We're importing economic hardship. And it's terrifying. And Ben, speaking to who actually is coming across the border, which in most cases is not women and children, we're seeing these death to America chants in Michigan. These groups of people who are coming to America, they hate this country. They shouldn't be here to begin with.
That's right.
And I am convinced that they're coming across the southern border. Are they?
Yes, 100%. In fact, I just interviewed two young men yesterday from Afghanistan who came across 2 weeks ago. So it's not just the people coming illegally, crossing the border illegally. It's not just the CBP-1s that are coming across the ports of entry, which they are illegal as well. They're just being let in by our government. They're flying them directly into our country through the State Department's in this welcome program. These guys were from Afghanistan. And everyone I ask that comes from the Middle East, I ask them, okay, you guys might be nice guys, but what prevents a bad guy from coming the same way you came? I asked the same thing to an Iranian. He said, there's nothing. Nothing stops them. In fact, they are coming with process. The people I interviewed from China are saying the same thing. The CCP are sending their spies and their bad actors as well. There is no doubt about it. We already have enemies within. And all you have to do is watch that footage. As you mentioned, Amanda, when you have people in America, illegals that came across or were given refugee status under the Office of Refugee Resettlement that are saying death to America, that's all you have to hear. And we have tens of thousands of those people in America today. And we're inviting in millions more because of the open border Democrat policies.
Yeah, we're importing them. And on that note, I wanted to ask you, because I've seen numerous news stories that have talked about how there are these nations specifically in Africa that are emptying their prisons. I think Nicaragua was also one of them on another continent. Emptying their prisons and basically sending people here and saying, don't come back. Is that actually happening?
Yeah, we're hearing that from all these countries. We're hearing that from Venezuela. Maduro's doing the same thing. You've got the Solas cartel in Venezuela that's tied with Iranians and Hezbollah. You've got all of these prisons down there that we're hearing Venezuela doing that. We're hearing African countries doing that. We're hearing Afghanistan doing the same thing. Basically, all the countries of the world that hate us have realized all you have to do is send people that want to come into our country through the southern border or the northern border. That's up 1,200%. It's up 12 times what it was under President Trump coming through the northern border as well. The people that hate America are using Democrat open border policies to invade America.
Yeah. Ben, over the years of me observing you doing coverage of the border, what has always been clear to me is that you have such a tender heart for Hispanics who are in this country legally. And oftentimes they are the ones who suffer the most, because oftentimes they are in these border states. Can you expound on that a little?
And it's not just the border states, absolutely. And some of the people that are most upset about this are legal immigrants who came across the right way, who did it the right way, who came in to make a better life for themselves, to make America great. They wanted to become Americans, and they're seeing what's happening here. You actually have people waiting in line still in Mexico that want to do it the right way, that are getting bypassed. But it's not just border towns that are being overrun by the cartels. Every major city in America has cartel influence. The cartel, the Gulf cartel and the Sinaloa cartel control our northern borders as well. They're inviting people down from Washington all the way over to Maine. They're controlling that as well. And you go to Chicago, you go to New York, any one of these. And now it's not just Mexican drug cartels. You've got the Venezuelan, the Tren de Agua, that are running many of these cities as well. So where do they go? Where do they target? They target the low-income communities. That's where they typically house them. That's where they can exploit the most people. And those are the people that get damaged the most in this. And ironically, it's the elitists that are creating these laws, or maybe sadly, that don't ever have to live with this. But that's also why so many people in the inner city, the black inner city, the Hispanic inner city, are waking up. They're pissed off. And I think we're going to see something we haven't seen before. Assuming we have fair elections, we're going to see an uprising in the inner city for Trump and for MAGA that we've never seen before.
I think so, too. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because that video that you shot in Chicago, that's got to be happening in cities everywhere, right? People who traditionally vote Democrat, but because of illegal immigration, flooding their city and their resources. Tell us about it.
That's everywhere I go. You say it's happening everywhere. Everywhere I go, I have people that stop me. They watch our network. They say, we love what you're doing. We love Real America's Voice. And we're waking up to it. I've been Democrat. I hear this all the time. I've been Democrat my entire life, and I can't vote for them anymore. And it's not just immigration, although immigration, I think, is a straw that broke the camel's back. But it's all this transgender nonsense. It's all the COVID lockdown nonsense. It's all of the destruction of the economy, taking jobs away from energy sectors. People get this. They see what's happening, and they realize all of this bad stuff is coming from the left. So, and again, it's not just on the southern border. We're seeing it here, but it's in major cities, large cities across America. The key is we have to have fair elections. And I think if we do, we're going to see a MAGA wave through America we've never seen before.
It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is, we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon, I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible, you can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP Club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP Club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.